Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to Practice Spoken English with Emily. 欢迎收听和 Emily 一起练口语。我是 Emily。今天我们要讨论的话题是灵魂伴侣。灵魂伴侣英文叫做 soulmate。soulmate。比如说 I won't settle if he isn't my soulmate. 如果他不是我的唯一我不会安定下来的。Settle 可以表示定下来、安定。Engaged 表示已订婚的。玛丽和乔订婚了。Mary was engaged to Joe. 我们用 A be engaged to B. A 和 B 订婚了。Propose 表示求婚。Propose to somebody 表示向某人求婚。比如说 He proposed to me. 他向我求婚了。形容两个人天生一对我们可以用 meant to be with each other, 或者是 be perfect for each other. 比如说他们俩真是天生一对。They are meant to be with each other.或者是 They are perfect for each other. 我们来听一下今天的对话 Conversation. 你听说那个特大新闻了吗 Have you heard the big news? 什么特大新闻 What big news? 奥利维亚和尼古拉斯订婚了。他昨晚在一家高级餐厅向他求婚了。Olivia and Nicholas are engaged. He proposed to her last night at a fancy restaurant.
我压根就不知道他们俩在约会。
I didn't even know they were dating.
尼古拉斯的前任背叛了他之后，他们才意识到彼此的友情有多深厚，对方才是自己的那个人。
After Nicholas' ex-girlfriend cheated on him, they realized that they had a great friendship, and that maybe they were meant to be with each other.
他们俩真是天生一对。真是再没有什么人比他们俩更般配了。
They really are perfect for each other. I can't think of a better matched couple than them.
我听说他们打算在教堂办一场豪华的婚礼，还在湖边的一家高级餐厅订了酒席。
I heard that they're planning to have an extravagant wedding ceremony in a church with a reception in an expensive restaurant on a lake.
他们有没有请了一些人来参加他们的婚礼?
Have they asked anyone to be in the wedding party yet?
我想尼古拉斯会邀请杰克做伴郎。奥利维亚会请凯特做伴娘。
I think Nicholas asked Jack to be his best man, and Olivia asked Kate to be her maid of honor.
好像他俩在很短的时间里策划了很多事情。他们决定去哪里度蜜月了吗？
It sounds like they've done a lot of planning in a very short time. Have they decided where they're going to for their honeymoon?
这个倒还没有听说。不过我敢打赌他们肯定会去海边。你知道的，他们俩有多喜欢冲浪。
I haven't heard where they will go yet.But I bet you they will go to a beach somewhere. You know how they both love surfing.
要知道，想找个心灵相通的伴侣有多难，可是他们俩好像手到擒来。
You know, most people find it difficult to find her soulmate, but they've made it seem extremely easy. Have you heard the big news?
What big news?
Olivia and Nicholas are engaged. He proposed to her last night at a fancy restaurant.
I didn't even know they were dating.
After Nicholas' ex-girlfriend cheated on him, they realized that they had a great friendship and that maybe they were meant to be with each other.
They really are perfect for each other. I can't think of a better matched couple than them.
I heard that they're planning to have an extravagant wedding ceremony in a church.With a reception in an expensive restaurant on the lake.
Have they asked anyone to be in the wedding party yet?
I think Nicholas asked Jack to be his best man, and Olivia asked Kate to be her maid of honor.
It sounds like they've done a lot of planning in a very short time. Have they decided where they're going to for their honeymoon?
I haven't heard where they will go yet, but I bet you they will go to a beach somewhere. You know how they both love surfing.
You know, most people find it difficult to find their soulmate, but they've made it seem extremely easy.
Okay, that's pretty much for today. 关注微信公众号英语主播 Emily。在公众号里回复节目两个字，即可加入本期节目的跟读版本以及语音打分。 I'm Emily, I'll see you next time. Bye bye.